Welcome back. You listen to News Talk 106 to 108. Do send us a text to 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. You can join the conversation by following us on Twitter at Global Village NT. Earlier this year, we spoke to Girl Guide Ireland about their decision to welcome transgender girls. The organisation is about to host the biggest ever international guide camp in Tipperary this summer, and we're delighted to welcome Jenny Gannon, camp chief, and with her, we also have Kira Egan and Emily Nangle, who are both Girl Guides. You're all very welcome to Global Village.
Thank you very much.
Now, Jenny, tell our listeners all about the Girl Guides. What do you do?
I suppose we're an organisation where young women and girls can join from the age of 5. There is no end age, really.
So I can join now?
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Place for everybody. And I suppose our smallies, our little girls from 5 to 7 can be ladybirds, and then they move on to brownies and into guides and then become, like Emily is a senior rancher. And then...
Yeehaw! Sorry. It's like you're herding cattle or something.
And then you can become a leader. And I suppose the girls do everything from playing games to doing crafts to singing songs to learning about the world around them. There is a massive variety of tasks and activities that the girls do and the program that they're involved in.
So let's talk about this big event that's happening this summer. It's like the biggest ever international guide camp in Tipperary. Are you ready for it?
Yes, we're almost there. 2 weeks to go, or 17 days, I believe, is what Facebook tells us today. So we're pretty much ready to go. It's going to be very exciting. We're looking forward to having the girls on site now. This has kind of been well over 2 years in the planning. And so it's great that we're almost there to see it all kind of come to fruition.
Mm. So we are joined by two girl guides, Kira Egan, you're 13, and Emily Nangle, you're 18. So Kira, how did you get involved?
My family's always done girl guides, so I was kind of pushed into it.
No choice in the matter whatsoever. No such thing as free will for you. So you joined when you were 5?
Yeah.
And looking back now, what do you think? Was it a good idea that your family pushed you into it?
Definitely.
So you're not too mad at them?
No.
And what about yourself, Emily? When did you join?
I joined when I was 5. I was pushed in. Like, I wasn't pushed into it. My mum and my aunties were guides as well, so.
That's what you say anyway.
Yeah.
So hang on. So you're 18 now, yeah. And you joined when you're 5. That's like... I've had those 13 years.
Yeah.
My goodness, that's a long time to be a girl guide. And how do you feel that has, shaped you in who you are today?
It definitely made me a lot more confident. And like, it definitely got me out there in the world. So,
good. So let's talk about day to day stuff. What does it, because I've never experienced being, you know, around the Girl Guides or Boy Scouts or anything like that. But I would love my kids to join, you know, because I think especially in this day and age, there's, you know, we need to get kids out into nature and all that. So tell me, what kind of stuff do you do, Kira?
We do crafts. We learn about other guide units around the world, and we just sing songs and we do different things.
What's your favourite activity?
Probably different camps we go on.
Oh, wow. Like where?
Like, we went to Cape Clear Island in Cork last year for summer, and that was really fun.
And would you, like, go camping, or would you stay?
Sometimes.
Different.
Hostels, camping.
Wow. I love camping. I think Ireland Ireland is brilliant for camping, because you don't have snakes, you don't have creepy crawlies here. Like, if I wanted to go camping in Sri Lanka, I'd be dead in 5 minutes. I'd be bitten by something or forget it. What about yourself, Emily? You're obviously older, so what kind of activities would your age group be involved in?
Well, for the past couple of years, like, I've been a young leader, so I'm helping run like different activities, so crafts, and I've just planned my weekend for my junior camp craft, so I'm stepping up to be a leader, training for a leader now.
Wow. What does a leader do?
They just make sure, like, they have stuff to do with the girls and encourage them and make sure they have fun.
And kind of mentor them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think this is just, it makes so much sense because you said it has given you huge confidence for 18 to not only be able to look after yourself, but you are now going to be looking after a whole bunch of other girls.
Yeah.
Does that scare you a little bit even now?
A little bit, but we'll get there.
And what's the dream when you guys, you know, when you go out into the world, what do you want to do? Have you thought of it yet, or do you just want to leave it unravel on its own, Emily?
I'll wait to see what happens.
Okay, very good. And Kira, what about yourself? Any thoughts? You don't want to work in media or something like that, no? You don't want my job. Yeah, you can have my job. It's okay. Jenny, so how long are you at your... are you in the Girl Guides?
I started when I was brownie at 6.
Okay, we won't talk about ears.
And have been there since. So quite a while. And would have started as brownie and a guide and never kind of left. Have kind of taken on different roles in the organisation and different positions.
But what's kept you going? Because I say a lot of girl guides would probably leave after maybe Emily's age because she's off to college and stuff. But you stuck on.
I did. When I went to college, I was still living at home and coming up and down to Dublin kind of to go to college. And I opened a unit of ladybirds who are the small ones, who are 5. And I suppose that kept me going for another while. And to be fair, it's an awful lot about the friendships that you make along the way. And you're, I suppose, being involved in guides, we would have a huge intergenerational mix of people, which is fantastic. So you will sit and work with, like Emily is on one of the teams for camp who's preparing ceremonies and stuff. So she on her team has people who are in their 30s, right down to herself in her, you know, at 18. And she gets on and has to take on roles and responsibilities within that. And I would have done that as a teenager and as I came up along. And I think that's a huge aspect.
That's huge richness in that, because where else would an 18-year-old be able to work like that, you know, and
absolutely.
Learn from someone who's in their 30s?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think for me, you know, at this stage, and I hit, you know, quite a significant birthday of 40 this year, but I still would have, you know, a huge amount to learn from the women who've been, are now in their 50s, 60s, 70s even, who are still involved in guiding. And they are constantly handing on to us, as well as encouraging us to do our own thing and shape the organisation in a very different way. And it kind of makes you adaptable because, you know, as we move through the generations and through time, we have to adapt and look at things differently and figure out a programme and what to do for the girls of today. And they definitely have given advice in that.
And speaking that about the girls of today, I mean, you and I are in the same age group, Jenny, and I'm just in the process of raising young kids, you know. And I know we had it tough when you were growing up, but let's face it, Emily and Kira, you guys have it really tough.
Absolutely.
Because this is the state of the world and with everything that's happening and social media and worrying about jobs and stuff. So how do you manage to stay up to date? Because a lot of people might say, oh, Girl Guides, you know, is it still relevant?
Yeah, absolutely. And it definitely is still relevant. I suppose we have the great opportunity that we can offer programs that work for the girls. So we will do, and because we do such a variety of things, so we do everything from, like some of the girls were involved 2 weeks ago in a Lego robotics camp over in DCU in St. Pat's. Others are, you know, heading to camp now. We've just had a number of girls come back from travelling abroad. We've had one of our volunteers in India this week, you know, and they all come back and we'll all be at camp and we'll share those experiences with other girls. And then we have, I suppose we have people who are coming to camp who will also share that. Sinead Burke is going to be down with us.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, Catherine Gannon will be in as well. And really giving the girls a great idea of how to be themselves in the world. And that's the theme of the camp. The theme is be. And to ignite. So ignite the spark that kind of lights your flame to be whoever you want to be.
That's amazing.
So all of the different zones for the week of camp are all like be active, be adventurous, be brave, be whatever. And the activities within that then will encourage the girls to try different things and to kind of step outside their comfort zone, which is really important, I think, for girls of today because of the pressures that they do deal with.
And the lovely thing is that you have evolved as times have changed. Mm. As I mentioned in the introduction, you made the decision to welcome transgender girls. Yeah. So your leaders are trained with how to deal with that, and then also you accommodate sexuality as well. So, I mean, I think, was it the Boy Scouts in America or something that at one point didn't take gay boys or something.
And it didn't necessarily go the right way or the way you'd want it to go.
In this day and age, I mean, what were they thinking?
I know, yeah. And I suppose it's like with everything. If you're scared or if it's the unknown, it's how do you handle that well? And I suppose because we've been around for over 100 years, we think we're fairly good at handling those kind of things and wanting to move forward and wanting to give the girls the best example that we can give them as to the type of women and the type of people they want to be in today's society.
And Emily, to put you on the spot, just what Jenny said, what kind of woman do you want to be?
I say an inspirational one, just like so I can teach the girls like what I've been through so they can do it too, that it's not just a once. Like they can do it as well.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And Kira?
The same. Inspirational.
Oh, I love it. This is so No, because it's just, as I said, I do worry about the youth of today, you know. And I know I sound like an old one, you know. But it's just great that, because, you know, Girl Guides, they tick so many boxes. The mental health, sense of belonging, you know, you're helping girls actually increase their self-worth, their self-esteem, and then, you know, be strong, be brave, you know, and from a social justice point of view as
absolutely.
Well, you guys talk, you absolutely. Have very strong values around
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I suppose the week gives you the opportunity to look at, like we'll be looking at the Sustainable Development Goals and how the girls can make a change within their community and keep their changes simple, but they do actually have an impact. So the girls will explore that. And then we have a Free Being Me program that the World Association has done in conjunction with Dove, which is all about body shape and body image and being confident within themselves. They'll look at that. So very much like the social justice aspect will be kind of looked upon.
You mentioned Dove there. I'm so glad they pulled that ad about breastfeeding, because I was not a fan of that, because I thought they've done some amazing work about body image
work.
And then they obviously got their marketing research wrong there, so at least they pulled it.
Absolutely. And kind of, I suppose, to be fair to them, when it was pointed out to them, they did do the right thing, which is good to...
Anybody can make a mistake as long as they rectify it. So listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Anyone listen to this, how can they get involved with Girl Guides? Where's the website?
If www.irishgirlguides.ie, and if they're interested in what we're getting up to at camp, an awful lot of our stuff during the week is going to be live streamed, and they can check out the Irish Girl Guides Facebook on Facebook, or they can check out Ignite 2017 on Facebook and they'll see us during the week at camp.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us here on Global Village. Jenny Gannon, Camp Chief, Kira Egan and Emily Nangle, both Girl Guides. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, we reached the end of the programme. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did putting it together for you. If you'd like to listen back, you can do so by going to the newstalk.com website and by clicking on the listen back feature or by podcasting the show. A huge thank you to all our guests and of course our producer, Amy Ryan. Coming up next is Orla Barry with The Green Room. So all that's left for me to say till next week is, this is Dilip Wickremesinghe, reminding you that we're all part of a global village.